If we go back to the first scripture in Exodus 10:1, it says, "Then Yahweh said to Moses, 'Go into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may show these signs of mine among them, that you may tell the hearing of your sons and your grandsons that I have dealt harshly with the Egyptians, and what signs I have done among them, that ye may know that I am Yahweh.'" That scripture, we probably wouldn't have enough time in the night to really go into the depth of it. And something happened this morning. It has been probably years since I've watched any kind of preaching or messages on television. But I watched part of one and part of another one this morning. And when I went over the Torah, and I went over it a few times, the two scripture that really stuck out to me was that first verse and the last verse in the first reading. God was going to make sure that every one of us knows He is God. And, you know, we kind of question sometimes, why did the children of Israel go through the things they went through? Because just as much as God was trying to get the Egyptians to know that He was God, He was trying to get His own people to understand who He was. But this morning I got up and made some coffee and got me a cup of coffee. I sat on the sofa. Nobody else was awake. And I turned the TV on, and it was a guy preaching. Normally when I do that, I just either turn it off or go to another channel. And I did. I switched the channel, and God said, "No, go back." But I'm watching this, and they showing, you know, the first one I watched, they didn't show the people out in the auditorium. They just showed the pastor and some ladies behind him. And he's preaching. And, you know, I remember a time like for those two this morning that was preaching, the way they were preaching and the way they were presenting themselves and moving and doing things. I mean, the brother was getting down. He'd have got invited to a lot of churches years ago, because that's what it was about. It was about how you moved, what you done while you was presenting the message. It wasn't about speaking the truth of God's word. It was how did you bring it forth? How enthused did you get the people? Well, if God's word can't get us enthused, there ain't nothing nobody else is going to do to get us enthused about who God is. So I'm watching it, and they got the ladies behind him, and they like his three cheerleaders. Well, the one lady got caught. And I was just analyzing it. They didn't show nobody else but the pastor and those three ladies while it was viewing. Well, the lady's phone rings on national television. So she figured out how to open her purse and hide the phone so she could answer the text. But then the next guy comes on, and I mean, he's got people standing up. They really getting into what he's saying. And I'm like, okay, Lord, there's a reason you wouldn't let me change this. There's a reason I'm sitting here watching this. Well, you'd have one little group here, he'd say something, they'd stand up. And they'd sit down, he'd say something else, the other group would stand up. Because they were captured. And I don't believe it was so much in what he was saying. It was the reaction of his body while he was saying it. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, God, there's something you're showing me here, but what is it? He said, that right there is the problem. He said, people allow others, and not only other people, we allow too much stuff between where you are and I am. There's too much interference. But the only way the interference can interfere is if we allow it to. He said, in other words, it's not about what your wife does. It's not about what your pastor does. It's about me and you. But we do. We'll get our favorite preacher will come and we get all excited. And God shows up and it's like, okay. But what do we allow? And the Lord showed me, he said, the problem in the world, especially America, is there's too much interference. Many of you turn your TV on and your satellite dish or your TV prints out on air, dish not responding to satellites. It happens all the time. You know, they do this commercial where they're trying to sell high-speed internet. But at the bottom of it, if you read it, if the skies aren't clear, if the weather conditions aren't perfect, you're probably not going to pick up a signal. You know, there's some spots on your cell phone, if you're talking, it'll drop a call. But you see, the only interference we can have between us and Yeshua, who gets us to the Father, is if we allow interference to come. But we have to be careful, because what we do, we get caught up in a moment. You know, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, Lord, there's some things that's going on here that you're trying to show me. Let me see it. He said the reason people got emotional. Here we go, talking about emotions. Listen, we need to be careful not to make emotional decisions, especially when it comes to God. We got to make decisions based upon the fact we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Yeshua, our Savior, can get us to the Father, and the Father's going to supply every need that we have. We can't have no interference. But what they done, because of the way things were, I mean, this guy was, he was just, he'd run behind a pulpit and he just come, you know, the way he done it, you can't even describe how he done it. And I sure can't do the moves he was doing. But he got the attention of folks. But it was because of what he done. You know, when's the last time God showed up? And because of what he done, he got our attention. But you see, what we do is we try, as things starts interfering with where we are and where God wants us. And because it might be something that interferes that came through the church. I'm not talking about bad things. I'm not talking about just blatantly going out and sinning. I'm talking about things that happens in a church. You know, I could come to church and I have a choice when I walk through the door. I'm coming here with my mind stayed on God to receive from Him. Or I'm coming here to see how well my pastor's going to present the message. See, and if he don't present it the way I think it should have been done, that can be an interference between where I am and where God wants me. See, it's not always bad things that interferes with what God has for us. But what we have to do is understand that it don't matter if I think he said every word the way he was supposed to say it. It don't matter if I think Brother Herman said every word that the way I thought he should say it. What matters is what mindset I came with. Because my mindset controls what I allow to interfere with what God has for me or whether I receive it or not. Because let me tell you, when those people went home after that service was over, some of them were tired because they were standing up and sitting down that much. But the real deal is, how much did they receive out of the word God had for them when the enemy comes? You know, if I come and I'm dwelled, and all I'm thinking about is how somebody's presenting the word, and they're not doing it like I thought, like I'd have done it. Well, that's good, because God didn't call you to be me. God called you to be you. And God called us, and he's letting us know in his word. I'm talking about, it is just so amazing how that this year, when we started the tour over, how that God's word just began to become so real. And he just opened up the minds of our understanding, letting us know that even before we got to the point we had to go through, he done paid the price. He done made the way. But see, not everybody received that, because some people, between what God, that word, God had the same word for the whole church. Some got it, some didn't. Because of an interference that we allow to be between us and God. You know, and what we need to do is probably just start coming before the Lord different. Because let me tell you something. You know, you get up in the morning, and sometimes some people, you get up and you know, we was at people's house not long ago, staying there, and you get up, and one time, you know, you might see them, one time they got a cup of coffee, and the next time they might have the Bible, and you know, it's just different things. But because I might not read at the same time you do, I might not go and pray the same time you do, because I don't do it the same time you do, or you don't do it the same time I do, or the same way I do, we can't let that interfere with who God is. You might wear a certain color shirt that somebody else might not wear. But how many times we sat there and we looked at that shirt through the whole service when God was trying to warn us about something we're about to go through, but we were so worried about that pink shirt that guy had on that we missed what God was saying. And it's little things like that that keeps us. Because, I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, Lord, it's not that you just came out and just sinned. But we were so concerned about why that guy got that pink shirt on. Maybe he likes pink. I came to church with my fire department uniform on. And People want, well, why you wore that? Because it's mine and I can. That's what I wanted to wear. But how many people were sitting in church worried about why he wore that? And God's trying to get a word to them because the enemy's about to come and try to take you out. But you're so busy about why I got a fire department uniform on a Sunday morning. But I did give the real reason why I wore it. I wore it because that morning when I got up, the Lord said, wear this. And I'm like, okay, well, why am I wearing that? He said, so we're going to let the community know that you can still be a part of the volunteer fire department and be saved. Because I can tell you, when I first joined, they didn't believe that. In fact, they didn't even want me there. They thought I was going to preach to them. But you see, it don't take long when something happens. They call and say, hey, can you pray? But you see, I could have allowed that to be an interference with who God was in my life and said, oh, no, I'm not praying. But you know what we've done? We prayed. But we need to be careful. You know, I got asked not long ago because I had went out on a Sunday morning and run my traps. Well, why'd you do that? So let me explain something to you. The same God that was ministering to the people in church this morning was the same God I had on a boat with me. And, you know, I don't make a habit of it, but it happened to be a time that I had to do it. But the real deal is, if we're going to miss church, are we taking God, where are we going? Are we allowing him to be a part of what we're doing? He was just as real on that boat as he was to me, as he would have been if I'd have been sitting in church. Because the place that we're in can't change who God is. And that's where, you know, people struggle with that. Because they want to hang out in places God can't be. Well, if God can't be there, we have no business there. See, a lot of things that the Israelites went through, a lot of the murmuring and complaining was because they let situations hinder who God was in their life and wasn't willing to just say, okay, God, we're going with you. Sometimes it might not seem like it's the easy way. It might not seem like it's the right way. But it's the only way. Because if God's way wouldn't be the only way, he wouldn't have done everything he done. You know, and I think I might have mentioned this Thursday night. When man failed and passed the preach this not long ago, it would have been so easy for him just to start over. But what he done, he took what he made, and he made a way for it to be fixed. He didn't kill us all. But he said, come and let me fix you. Let me take care of you. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but these Bible studies has just been, you know, whether it's 20 people, 5 people, 10 people, it don't matter. It's just been so powerful. You know, this last Thursday, I didn't say a whole bunch, but I asked a question. And the question was, does anybody here have something to say? And the response I got was like, Wow. God, you're so awesome. You're so amazing. Because there was some stuff said that when the guy started talking, I'm like, I didn't think he could talk that much. But he started, you know, telling about when he gets God's word, how that God's changing his life, how that God's changing what he does. See, and that's what it's about. And just to allow the Father to be just as real in our homes as we want him to be here. Whether it's my house, your house, or whoever's house, it don't matter. Because that's what serving God's about. You know, and it just, he just shows up. You know, that's what's so amazing about serving God. You could be off doing your little daily thing or at work or just doing whatever you normally do, and then all of a sudden he just shows up. See that? And that's the times we have to be careful whether or not we let things that we're doing interfere with the time he wants. Because we could be at work and doing what we normally do and still recognize his presence and honor him and allow him to be who he wants to be in our life. You know, it wasn't just, so let's not get mixed up thinking God was just trying to get the Egyptians to understand he was God. He was also trying to let the Israelites know, if you'll trust me, I'm going to get you out of this. You know, all these plagues and all these things that came against Pharaoh and his people, God was using that to let his own people know, I'm God, and beside me there's none. That's so amazing. And one thing that we can rest assured in, that if we'll continue to go to the Father through the Son, by His Spirit, He will let us know. If we pay attention, sometimes you got to pay attention. He'll let us know when we're letting things interfere with what he wants to do. And it might be maybe sometimes it's one of the favorite things we like doing at that moment. But are we willing to push it off and say, okay, God, this time's for you? See, it's little things. Remember that. It's not big things. It's little things that interferes with what God really has for us and where he wants to take us. And where he wants to take us is awesome. It is just amazing where he wants us in him to have that full assurance. Now, like I shared a while ago, if I'd have doubted for the least moment when we got that prayer text, I wouldn't even waste God's time. But I knew. Father, I know that the report's going to be good. There's no time for doubt. There's no time for questioning. But I'm expecting good results in the end. So let's just listen and listen closely to God's Spirit. Because a lot of times those interferences come and it don't really jump out and show itself. It kind of sneaks up on you. It kind of just wiggles its way in. And it could just be a thought. How many of you ever been listening to pastor preach or somebody preach, and all of a sudden a thought will come to your mind? That's an interference. Because at the time that thought comes, is the time that God's using our pastor to give the word that we need to hear to get us to the next day or get us to the next hour. Because listen, the enemy's not giving up. He's not going to quit fighting. He ain't smart enough to just quit and say, okay, God's God. He's going to fight to the end. So our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, comes and just takes him out. He's going to fight. He's going to tempt. And he's going to do whatever he can to distract us. So let's be careful that there's no more interferences between us and what God has for us. You got something? All right, I'm done. Some of you went. But let's be in prayer for people in our community. And I know we didn't do it this time. We didn't call. But let's call people on Thursdays and let them know where the Bible studies are. Because we were actually told that, because some people just, you know, they just don't come to church no more. They don't get the text. And so let's just let them know where the Bible studies are. So we can get them back in a home listening to God's word. I'm expecting lives to be changed. But it's been really great. It's been powerful. We went to houses we ain't never been to before. And hopefully we'll get to go to somebody else's house next week where we ain't been before. But it's just, you could tell it's doing something in the hearts and lives of people because you're spending more time together. I mean, it's more, you know, we all family here. And I'm talking about through the blood of Jesus. So we need to spend more time together and we need to start trusting one another more that we could call on one another and say, hey, I need you to pray for me. You know, I'm going through it. Could you help me? So let's just not forget tomorrow morning. I'm expecting that we'll understand more in God's word than we've understood before. His word is so powerful. It's so awesome. And one thing about it, all the word that we hide in our heart, you know, they can come and take our houses, they can take our land, they can take our Bibles, but all the word that we hide in our heart, they can't take. They can't touch it. So let's just give him all the glory and all the honor. Father, we thank you for this night. God, we thank you for everyone that has come out tonight. We thank you for your word, Father. We're asking you that you would minister to people throughout our community. God, as we have in these Bible studies, not only in one part of our parish, but we cover in our whole parish, that you would just cause it to explode, Father, that people would just be hungry for your word. And they might not come to a church setting, but if they'll come to somebody's house, they could hear your word. They could hear the truth of who you are and accept Yeshua as their personal Savior, Father. And I thank you for it. And I'm asking you to just lead us and guide us, that you would have your way in the morning and help us to receive something we hadn't received before and help us to draw closer to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.